guests is our returning champion, Greg Roden, from Hollywood, California. Stand by to see Greg play for a computer valued at $4,295. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here. Jay was saying over $100,000. Matter of fact, the cash jackpot right now is $59,000, and everything in that jackpot is over $123,000 in cash and prizes. A lot to shoot for and a fine champion to introduce. This is Greg Roden over here. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again. You won with $96 on our last show. You decided to pass, put the money in the bank. A win today with $99, and you could have that computer. Now, that's not something light. You're really looking at that, right?
That's really a nice computer.
Yeah, that's something, because Greg was telling me that's something he can maybe use in his business. Well, something to shoot for. Good luck today, Greg.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew.
Hello, Summer.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
Pretty good.
You are ready to go out there.
I certainly am.
Who do you have for us?
Oh, for our first contestant, who has written, produced, and directed three movies from Berkeley, California, let's welcome Maggie Ganahl.
Hello, Maggie.
And our second contestant is a student at the University of Southern Mississippi. Originally from Clinton, Mississippi, let's welcome Robert Lester.
Hello, Robert. Summer, we'll see you later with some bargains, all right? Robert, student at the University of Southern Mississippi. What are you studying? What are your plans?
I'm studying film, Jim, radio, TV, and film, and I'm just glad to be out here in Hollywood. It's wonderful out here. It's everywhere.
Sounds like it's where you want to finish up, I imagine.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to stop till my name's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, all right. Yes, there are some strange things on Hollywood Boulevard, Robert. Well, good to have you here. I'm sure yours will be in the right context there. Good luck.
Thanks.
Maggie, you've written, produced, and directed three movies. Maybe you could use Robert. Is there anything that we would know about?
He's a really nice guy. I came down here just to see what it feels like to be on the other side of the cameras.
Ah, have you, any of your films have we seen, or are they,
Yes, I've had one on PBS.
Well, that's terrific. Well, that's nice. Good luck in your ambitions. Good luck here. And Robert, Maggie may be your key to fame and fortune there. You guys get acquainted. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20. We'll start you off with this question. The idea for the Lou Grant Show came out of the newsroom of another TV... Greg?
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That's where it inaugurated. And Greg, you've got $5 for the correct answer, going to $25. In what popular board game do you pass go and collect $200? Greg?
Monopoly.
That's the game, and Greg has another $5. He goes to $30. He likes it when he gets those answers. That's nice. On his first voyage to America, Christopher Columbus's... Maggie?
Queen Isabella.
Queen Isabella's flagship was the Santa Maria. Name the other two, Queen and Isabella. No, the Nina and the Pinta. Quick buzzer caution. I know you had that information. You lose $5 on that. Sorry about that, Maggie. Down to $15. What beloved humorist is famous for saying, I never met a man, Greg?
Will Rogers.
I didn't like Will Rogers, it is, and Greg adds another $5. Yes. What popular fruit comes in such varieties as Rome Beauty, Macintosh, Greg?
Apples.
And delicious, they're all apples, Greg. Yeah, with a real roll there. Goes to $40. It is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus, of course, could come up at any time. Greg, already you've got a pretty good lead. You've got a $20 lead. You've got room to buy this.
Greg, you can add these gifts to your recipe for good dining. Delightful Sigma Blue Carnation hand-painted Italian dinnerware. It includes a cruet set and cheese container, too, furnished by Toll Silver Company. And whip up your own homemade pasta with the help of this efficient little machine. It normally sells for $745. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, isn't that nice? Very nice. Pasta machine, got some real pasta there, and all of this beautiful $746 worth of wonderful thing. Now, Greg, you're a single fella. You've introduced other gentlemen to girls. What a way. If you can cook some pasta for the ladies, they would like that, right? Yeah. You would be a hit with the ladies with all of this. $746 worth for $6. You've got a $20 lead. If you bought it for $6, your lead would be cut to $14.
You know, I'm dieting.
You're dieting. Pasta's not fattening.
Oh.
No, it's when you put the other stuff on it. So just buy some pasta with the $200 in cash I'm going to throw in. $945 bargain for $6. Going once. Yes. Brought to you by. It's all over this. And the $200 in cash for the pasta.
So I'll gain some weight.
What?
So I'll gain some weight.
No. You don't have to gain weight. You can enjoy that. We'll knock the $6 off your score, of course, down to 34, and still, as promised, a $14 lead. Back with all three players. In 1957, Elvis Presley purchased this 14-acre estate. Greg?
Graceland.
In Memphis, Tennessee, it was indeed Graceland, and Greg gets five of that. Six right back. What are the famous first names of the notorious outlaws, Parker and Barrow? Greg?
Bonnie and Clyde.
You got them both. You needed them both. And you got another five, and Greg adds to his lead. Which American state capital is known as the Mile High City? Robert?
Denver.
Denver is right, and Robert has heard from. He goes to 25. Robert said, yeah, it's about time I beat him to the buzzer. Beat him to the buzzer now. You get a pick of that fame game board. Fame game, looking for a famous person. I was born in London of American parents in 1932. I took ballet lessons and at age 3 danced before the royal family. I made a Hollywood movie at age 11. At age 14, I wrote a book called Nibbles and Me. I won 2 Academy Awards. I co-starred with husband 5 and 6 in Cleopatra. Who, Greg?
Elizabeth Taylor.
That's right, yeah. Studied ballet. That's before the royal family at age 3. And Greg, you've got a pick of the board with a lot of interesting things up there. What number looks good?
Big 6.
And behind number 6, we have
$500 in cold cash goes into Greg's pocket. Not too bad in that segment with all of that lovely equipment of $700 in cash, and Greg's got the lead. Kenny, hang on. We'll find out a little later. Right now, we invite you to watch this. Champion did very well in that segment with some prizes and some cash, and he still has the lead. Greg's at 44, Robert's at 25, Maggie at 15. Back with this. Although its name implies an origin in the Netherlands, this creamy sauce of butter, egg yolks, Greg?
Hollandaise.
Lemon or vinegar is actually French. Hollandaise. Yes, the Netherlands. Hollandaise. You're right. Hollandaise it is. Greg goes to 49. According to the title of Roberta Flack's Grammy-winning hit, what's he killing me, Robert?
With his song.
That's what he's killing me softly with. Yes, indeed. And Robert goes to 30. This word comes from the Arabic meaning forbidden, and it refers to the section of a house reserved, Maggie?
Harem.
Reserved for women. You are right, the harem it is. And Maggie goes back to 20, yeah. Due to the effect it's supposed to produce, what amusing nickname is given to nitrous oxide? Great.
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas it is. Yes, indeed. You got another. I almost heard some of that laughing gas go, whoa. Yes, got another 5. Greg, it is time now for an instant bargain, and you have a $24 lead. 24 big dollars. How about this?
Greg, take note of this. Sharp's state-of-the-art hi-fi component system featuring an auto-reverse linear tracking stereo turntable furnished by Sharp, and it normally is priced at $900, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Oh, beautiful. That is gorgeous. Lovely component equipment, $900. Greg, I've got to tell you, you've got a $24 lead. That's a big lead.
Isn't that nice?
So you could very easily afford $12 for all of this. You would still have a $12 lead. So I'm going to leave the price right where it is. Beautiful $900 worth of equipment, and you still have a $12 lead going once, going twice. Goodbye. Enjoy. What the heck is it, Greg? Absolutely. Enjoy all that. And Greg adds, did we knock the $12 off your score? Greg is down to $42 with a $12 lead. Greg at 42, Robert at 30, Maggie at 20. The bite of which insect transmits malaria?
Greg. Mosquito.
Mosquito was right. Another 5 for Greg to 47. And Robert's shaking his head. Greg is quick with that buzzer. What is the street address of the Prime Minister of Great Britain? Robert.
Number 10 Downing Street.
You got the whole thing. You've got yourself another 5. Yes, indeed. Take that, Greg, says Robert as he looks over. This great and storied river derives its name from the Indian term meaning, Robert?
Mississippi.
Father of waters, you are right. It is the Mississippi. Robert pulls it within $7 of Greg. Name the Austrian who's considered the father of Greg.
Freud.
Father of psychoanalysis. Freud is exactly right. Yeah.
Take that. Greg.
You don't look old enough to know him there, Greg. We've all heard of the boy King Tut. Robert?
Tutankhamun.
Over what country did he rule? I know you know it, the quick buzzer. Yeah, he ruled over Egypt. You lose $5 down to 35. And now Greg says, great guy about Robert, because he missed he became the king at either 8 or 9. As a matter of fact, King Tut ruled for only 9 years. We'll be back. Champion getting closer and closer to that computer that he likes. Grace at $52. Robin in second place at $35. Maggie at $20. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. There's a $10 and a $15 up there as we look for a famous animal. I am a mammal found all over the world. I'm usually covered with fine fur. Most of us are nocturnal. Many of us live in caves. My ears are often large and elaborate. We emit, Robert?
Bat.
High-pitched sounds. You're right. It is indeed the bat. They're found all over the world. Robert, what looks good to you?
Number two.
And behind number two, we have a dining set. Stylet Solar Strand Indoor-Outdoor Chip-Proof High-Style Quality Dining Set with the look, texture, and weight of natural wicker, furnished by Stylet.
That's very nice. It's $400 worth of dining room furniture.
$4
doesn't do anything. That's yours to keep no matter how you finish up in the game. But it, of course, sets up that very interesting situation. A little later, we'll add 25, and there will be three big money cards up there with the third and final crack of that fame game. Back with us for all three players. Polk, Buchanan, and Garfield. Maggie?
Presidents.
More information, please.
Of the United States.
They were just three of the six American presidents who shared this first name. They were all named James. There were Madison, Monroe, and Carter, as a matter of fact. There were six Jimmys as president. Maggie, you lost five on that. Quick buzzer cost you. What is the proper term for those enormous garages that house airplanes, Robert?
Hangers.
Hangers is right. Robert keeps it close, pulling again to within $12 of Greg. This adventure series was America's most popular TV show in 1984. Name the famous team, Greg.
The A-Team.
The A-Team, yes, indeed. Greg goes to 57. Well, Greg, you stretched your lead out again. So, you got the lead. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Greg, here's a jazzy trip to exciting New Orleans. We'll fly you and a buddy from Los Angeles to New Orleans, home of all that jazz. While there, you'll spend 4 nights and 5 days partying it up. Elegant accommodations, sightseeing, parades, and fine dining. This festive trip is normally priced at $1,800. Today on Sale of the Century, you can buy it for $16.
Oh, great trip. Stop playing. Greg, now that is a great trip. $1,800 trip. Before you say a word, I'm going to round that thing out. I'm going to give you some spending money for down there, too. I'm going to give you $200. So that makes it a $2,000 trip for $16, but your lead would be cut to $1. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Not going. Oh, and a sale surprise went with it, Greg. Where was it? Oh, the sale surprise had another $800 in cash. You turned down a trip to New Orleans and $1,000 in cash, but he's got a $17 lead. We'll be back to see if he can hold on after this. I'll talk to my father. Champion did not want to go to New Orleans. He's got a $17 lead. Greg at 57, Robert at 40, Maggie at 15. What's the capital of Czechoslovakia? Maggie?
Prague.
Prague is right. You're back up to 20. Yes. The Maggie Ganahl fan club has heard from a boy in color-coordinated clothes as a subject. Greg?
The Blue Boy by Gainsborough.
Of Gainsborough's most famous painting, what color? You're right, the Blue Boy it is. Nicely solved. Greg up to the $60 mark. Name the actress who said to Humphrey Bogart, if you want anything, Greg?
Lauren Bacall.
All you have to do is whistle. You are right. It is Lauren Bacall. Two in a row for the champion. And now, three big money cards up there on the board, including one worth $25. Robert and Maggie, you might need it. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in the 11th century. I married Leofric, Earl of Leicester, who imposed heavy taxes on our town. Greg.
Lady Godiva.
You are right. Thanks. Lady Godiva, it is. Big pick of the board for Greg.
Number one.
And behind number one, we have $5.
$5 money card. Where is your pen, 15 and 25.
Behind the 9, the 8, and the 4.
But Greg, most importantly, got control of that board and kept his opponents away from it. We'll add that $5 to his score. He goes to 72. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Greg needs a win and a total of $99 at least for that computer. He's got 72. Robert at 40. Maggie at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, name the ship which was taken from the command of Captain Maggie.
Bounty.
Right. Name the actor on Three's a Crowd who plays Maggie.
John Ritter.
Right. In the adage, what shouldn't you do if you live... Robert? Time. What kind of animal is a Lhasa Apso? Maggie?
Have no idea.
Time. In the comic strips, who does Snoopy belong to? Maggie?
Linus.
Wrong. What is the Lone Star State? Robert?
Texas.
Yeah. On early TV, who wrote on Trigger? Robert?
Lone Ranger.
Wrong. In England, what's the basic monetary unit? Greg?
The pound.
Right. Name the director and star of the film Yentl. Maggie?
Barbra Streisand.
Right. In what sport do countries compete for the Davis Cup? Greg?
Tennis.
Right. On the periodic table of elements, which gas is number one? Greg?
Hydrogen.
Right. After Asia, which is the second largest? Robert?
Africa.
Right. What did the F stand for in JFK? Maggie?
Fitzgerald.
Right. What is the capital city of Canada? Maggie?
Ottawa.
Right. Time, Greg, still the champion. Congratulations. Well, Greg is still the champion, but Maggie and Robert fight in there a lot, so Greg didn't hit that $99 he needs for the computer. However, we'll talk about where Greg stands in a moment. First of all, to wrap up, on early TV, who wrote on Trigger? It was either the Lone Ranger or Roy Rogers is who it was. Roy Rogers and Trigger. In the comic strip, Snoopy belongs to Charlie Brown. And a Lhasa Apso, it's a dog, Maggie. That's what it is. It's a dog. And we buzzed in a little quickly in the adage, what shouldn't you do if you live in a glass house? Throw stones. And you were right. Three's a Crowd. Jack Tripper's played by John Ritter. And it was indeed Captain William Bligh's Bounty, which was commandeered. We have to say goodbye to Robert and Maggie. Well, Robert, you did pick something up. You've got the dining room set, the cash in front of you, a total of $440. And good luck with your theatrical ambitions. Nice having you.
Thank you.
That was your studies. And Maggie didn't pick up anything along the way. You got the cash in front of you, and much good fortune. We'll look to see a film of yours in CinemaScope one of these days, all right? Thank you for joining us as well. Greg, the champion, goes back with me now. Come on up here. Let's go shopping, Greg. They just didn't get you. They didn't give you a chance to get over that 99. They kept buzzing in.
At least they were missing them.
At least that's true. They were missing them. You were not. You now have $183. So with $183, Greg, I'd like you to take a look at this.
Here's what you've been dreaming of: a luxurious queen size bed in solid brass, old world quality with modern grace, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus these beautiful bed accessories, a lovely cross tulip quilt with two patchwork pillows from the gazebo. All this normally priced at $3,805. Yours for only $85 on sale of the century.
And of course you have $183, so you can very easily afford that. You got so very close to that computer that you were looking at, but as you said, you just couldn't get in there at the, towards the end of that speed round. So you can put your money in the bank. You can, or you can take that bet if you'd like. Now we change all of our sales merchandise every five shows. Everything is going to change. So when they change, the first thing will be some camera equipment. Very lovely camera equipment. I think you might like. And you are very close to the possibility you could walk away with another win easily, a motorcycle. They're also very expensive and very lovely, his and her watches. There is a fur coat. Oh, find a lady for that, you'll be doing well. We have a lovely trip for you. It's a trip to Australia. You get the $485. The car will change. It's going to become this beauty for $610. And as always, $720 would get you all of those prizes. And $830 gets you all of the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $50.
Cash jackpot keeps right on growing at $1,000 a night until somebody hits it, and who knows how high that thing could go. So, Greg, right now, again, just because you fell a couple of dollars short, you could take that brass bed and the lovely quilt and leave, or put that money into the bank, playing on with some other wonderful things that we just showed you. Next things up the line as we change everything. Greg, think about it for a couple of moments, and while he's thinking about it, we'll invite you to watch this. tackled a very good champion, Greg Roden, and you've got $183 in the bank account, so you can easily take that brass bed and the quilt and leave, or put the money in the bank with all those other things up the line, the motorcycle, the next thing up the line. Greg, what's your decision going to be?
I'm coming back.
I thought he was going to come back, yeah. He turned that bed down once before. Hey, Salami, while we have a brief moment, I didn't get a chance to ask you what you do for a living, Greg.
Well, I'm an aspiring writer and a part-time movie broker.
Oh, well, you could skirt around town on that motorcycle should you get that on the next show. Another win and a few more dollars. That's all it would take, and you would have that motorcycle. So I hope you'll join us to find out if Greg can get that motorcycle or maybe bigger and better things, including that cash jackpot. It continues to rise. Right now it's going to rise another $1,000. It goes to $60,000. $60,000 in the cash jackpot, and plenty of time for it to go a lot higher. Greg meets two new challengers next time. We thank you for joining us. Hope you have a very pleasant rest of the evening to yourselves, and we will all see you next time on Sale of the Century. Good night for now, my friends.
Good night.
Good luck.
Manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.